Hello, and welcome to Coffee with the Missionary. I'm your host, Ryan Marshall. My family are missionaries with the Assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ in Papua New Guinea. This podcast is to help get a closer look at the life, struggles, and victories of active missionaries in the field. We pray it helps, blesses, and refreshes you to hear the good things happening in the country of PNG, and encourages you to go, give, and support world missions. Now pour yourself a good cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy. Well, September's been one for the books. We had our 2021 annual conference, and our theme was Code Red. We had a great turnout of people. We had almost 2,000 in attendance this year. We had 15 filled with the Holy Ghost. We had 14 recorded healings, 4 baptized in Jesus' name, and we had 1 runaway service. We also had 13 new ministers apply to be members of the Assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ, Papua New Guinea. Tuesday afternoon, we had our elections. With our elections, we added 5 new positions to our national board: evangelism, discipleship, young couples. We also had Jawaka Presbyter that was added, along with World Missions. So we're excited about our new positions that have opened up, and we can't wait to see what God has in store. Wednesday night of conference, I preached, "Can You Hear the Sound?" And I cast the vision of the future for Papua New Guinea. People have been praying for a Bible study school here since 1994. And now, after all these years, we're starting the process, and we're hoping and praying that we have it completed soon. Please give to the ALJC Dollar a Day program. That way we can see these things happening all over the world. Thursday night, our General Superintendent, Francis Parrott, preached the power in the name of Jesus, and God completely ran away with that service. It was amazing. There is no music, no noise, just pure, true worship. That worship lasted for over 30 minutes. It was so beautiful. All of our musicians were in the front, praising and dancing and leaping for joy, and just it was just so amazing. Friday night, our Assistant Superintendent, Thomas Weasel, preached on "It's All in Him." Preached a wonderful message that night, our final closing night of conference, and he done a fantastic job. Sister Marshall, she had a great turnout at the women's session. There was 13 confirmed healings, and we baptized 1 in Jesus' name immediately after the service. And it just so happened that the one that we baptized was a pastor's wife from a place called Goroka, which is about 6 hours east of here. It's wonderful to see these kind of things happening over here, and we're excited and we're blessed to be used in the way that God is using us. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. The men's session, it was also wonderful. I actually preached my first full message in talk pidgin without having an interpreter. You know, I'm pretty sure it was probably painful for everybody that was in attendance. But hey, man, you know, it was monumental for me. I'm happy with it. It was exciting. It was something new. It was fresh. And I'm just blessed to be able to learn language good enough to be able to kind of start preaching a little bit more and talk pidgin instead of English. I always say talk place blown me, so that's English. Being from America, it's so much more comfortable speaking English than it is another language. The youth session was great. Ezekiel and Adriana, along with a couple of our guys from youth, Andrew Conum and Daniel Perrick and Stephen Newman, they all came out and they spoke a little word to the youth. We had over 200 youth in attendance that day. Great time of prayer. They prayed for a long time. There was unity. Our young people are yoked up and they're ready for change. They're ready for growth and they're ready to move forward. I'm so excited to see what God has in store, because the youth is our future. We have to make sure that we're using our youth in every area and every way that we can. On Friday, I taught a session on praying through the tabernacle. I had some notes that Brother Robin Johnson had given me about praying through the tabernacle, and it was just so wonderful. A great move of God happened that day. After teaching on how to pray through the tabernacle, I told him it's time to put what we've learned into action. Put feet on your faith is what we always say back home. So I had him come all the way up to the altar. Everybody came to the front. We prayed and we prayed. And after we finished, everyone went back to their seats, and I asked them, I said, how long do you think we prayed? Some said 20 minutes. Some said 15 minutes. Others said 17 minutes, just throwing numbers out there, you know, what they had thought. But everyone thought that it was less than 20 minutes. So it kind of blew their mind whenever I told them that they had prayed for 43 minutes. We had a 43-minute prayer meeting with no music, with no speaking, just pure prayer. And we could feel the Holy Ghost moving. It was an amazing service. He moved big. God moved very big, because after we prayed for 43 minutes and everyone went back and I asked them how long we prayed, I asked if anyone wanted to be baptized in Jesus' name or if anyone had received the Holy Ghost during this prayer meeting. We had 4 people raise their hands and let us know that they had received the gift of the Holy Ghost during that prayer meeting. People that had been tarrying for a long time received the gift of the Holy Ghost during that service. To God be the glory. Not to say that with great triumph comes great trial. So with all of the things that happened that were so wonderful and so amazing, you know that there's going to be some opposition come up. So whenever we got here Tuesday, we had our elections at 12 o'clock, and everyone was supposed to be here. We waited around till 12:30. Then we closed the tent. We started everything. We had people show up at 5:30, and they threw a fit that we didn't wait on them to have our elections. Well, fact of the matter is, they were very, very late. They were 5 hours late, so we went ahead and went on without them. So it caused a huge uproar. We had great confrontation right in front of the church building during our minister's banquet. Came out, handled everything, so we thought. We talked for close to an hour, trying to get everything squashed and everything worked out. But you can't please everybody, and I let them know that, hey, it's 5 years for our general board, 2 years for our national board. Be here on time next time, and you can run, huh? That's the way that it works. So with that being said, we had a minister's banquet with our licensed ministers here. My wife and I wanted to bless them, so we got a bunch of chickens and some greens and some rice and some scones and all kinds of stuff. And we just want to be a blessing to them. Sit down, fellowship with them, have a teaching session, just have a good time. Well, when these guys showed up late, that kind of threw a wrench in that. So we had to spend our time fixing that. But it's progress. Every time we take a step forward and we keep on moving and pressing for the goal, we see that there's progress. And that's what this is about. This is about making progress and seeing change, because we're here to reach, evangelize, and disciple. If we're reaching, regardless of whether they're late or how mad they are, we have to show them the love of Jesus. If we're evangelizing, we got to be excited about what we do and let them know that we're standing firm on the gospel, we're standing firm on God's word, and we're going to do whatever it takes to win a nation. And then to disciple, once they see it, once they learn it, once we model it, then they can begin to model themselves after us. Because once they see that we're true and that we are here and that we're going to stand true on our bylaws and on our standards and on what the Bible says, above all else what the Bible says, they're going to see that there's change that's here. And we're going to stand firm on the doctrine. And we're going to stand firm on integrity. We're going to stand firm on this word. So with that being said, I was always told, you know, whenever if you want to know how to live your life, look at your leadership. And that's what I told everyone here that night. If I'm the leader here and they need to model themselves after me, that way people can model themselves after them. Being a disciple of Jesus means that they're going to model themselves after what we've been taught and what we've learned through the Bible, and integrity is one of those things. Off my soapbox now. So Friday, we had another great confrontation. We had a bonfire for the kids. Had a lot of people acting out because it was something new, something they had never experienced, never witnessed here. And we had several people just go crazy and kick over coolers and all kinds of stuff. People standing off, nose to nose with me, screaming in my face. But you know what? God's got me. God's got me in the palm of His hand. And I stand firm. And I know for a fact that those angels that He's dispatched to watch over me were around and about me that night. So regardless of the actions, we took steps forward with our youth. We let them get some fellowship. We let them get some time together. And it was a great time in the Lord until all of this happened. But once it did happen, I want you to know that my family's safe. We're all okay. We're continuing to press forward. That's all we can do because God's called us here to win a nation, not to be afraid. He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but He gave us wisdom. He gave us a sound mind. He gave us knowledge. He gave us understanding. We got to be wise when we do what we do, but we also have to stand firm, and we have to let Him see that we're standing on His word. So the fellowship that happened with the kids, there was these guys, they came back, they started screaming, kicking stuff over, acting crazy. But, you know, it was forward motion. It was things that they had never seen before. So we gave it a shot, and we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to let people get together, to fellowship, to grow. Because if we don't fellowship, we're going to end up in a bad place. We all know that we need fellowship. So we're going to start fellowshipping more. Teach them, you know, the different things, different ways to fellowship, how it's not always inside the four walls, and how we need to get out more and spend more time together. But with that being said, we did have a little bit of a almost just not so much a fear, but just we was mindful that there may be a retaliation that night. So we had about 5 young men stay here at our house. That way, if for any reason anyone was to retaliate, we had, like I said, about 2,000 people on the property. And we had these guys spend the night. That way, if there's any retaliation from any of these guys, you know, there's about 50 guys that surrounded me. And if there's any type of retaliation, then it would be dealt with in that way. So we had them stay here. Everything worked out fine. We're good. We're safe. God's starting to mend some things. He's starting to open some eyes, remove some scales. So I thank you for your prayers, because if it wasn't for people praying, that kind of stuff could happen and it could get real serious really quick. After that, we had a weekend that really iced the cake, but that's a whole other episode. That's something that we're still praying about, praying for. But just know that we're good, we're safe, and we're going to keep on pressing. Regardless of what life throws at us, regardless of what storms may come and what winds may blow, we have a gospel to stand on. We have a God that cares enough that He robed Himself in flesh to walk this earth for 33 and a half years so He could be beat and bruised and wounded for our sins and our transgressions. We can't thank Him enough. No matter what we're up against, we can never repay the debt that we owe. So I just want to thank you for standing in the gap for us during these times. I know we had people praying. I know for a fact people were praying. But God is moving great here in Papua New Guinea. Rest assured that we're going to keep on pressing, and we're going to keep on moving, and we're going to keep standing on His word. If you get the chance to read a book, it's called Peace Child by Don Richardson. I just want you to look at this book and go over the mindset behind it. It'll give you a greater understanding of the traditional mindset of people in Papua New Guinea, which is why we don't always react when they act. It's a very good book. It's something that I highly recommend. Before we were appointed to Papua New Guinea, my wife and I came over here and stayed for about a week with Brother and Sister Barnett. Brother Barnett said, "Man, you got to take this book and read it." And I did, and it changed the way that I look at some things. So I encourage you to read it just so you can see some of the things we're up against. It's not quite as bad as what this book is, because time has gone on. This book was back in the 50s or 60s. It was a big thing back then, and it's things that still happen here. So we have to be mindful. Sometimes it's not always on the level that it is in this book, but read it. It's a good read. If nothing else, you'll get a great knowledge of some stuff in Papua New Guinea about some tribal stuff that happened, and I highly recommend it. So we're just kind of handling things as they come at the moment. We have our eyes focused on the cross. We're moving forward, like I've said 100 times. You know, we're just focused. We're just focused. I got something in my spirit at service on Sunday. You know, I feel like back to the basics is going to be a good theme for next year. I feel like we just need to get back to the roots and the basics of repentance, Jesus' name, baptism, infilling of the Holy Ghost, new birth salvation. You know, that's why we do what we do. We're here to win the lost. And the more we learn and the more we grow, the more we want to share. Because when you learn something new, you want to share it with somebody else. So I want to teach, and I want these guys to be effective in every area of their ministry. So with that being said, once we get this Bible college going, we're going to start out with some basic stuff. And then we're going to dive right into some deeper stuff. And we're going to have some people come over and help us teach. And it's going to be wonderful. But until then, let's get back to the basics. If you're listening to this today, just get back to the basics. We don't have to break everything down. Sometimes it's good just to look at the raw, the unadulterated scripture. And just look at it and put it in our hearts. And feast on that. And just grow from there. Please check out our website, www.aljcpng.org. You can also find us on Instagram at ALJC_PNG. We have a Facebook page, PNG Pentecostals. Or you can follow me personally at Ryan Marshall. It's Ryan Marshall 1979 on Facebook. Be sure to check us out. For all of you that would like to support the work here in Papua New Guinea, you can do that through the ALJC World Missions website. Just make sure that you pull down in the drop-down menu, mark it as Marshall, Papua New Guinea. And if you're not part of the ALJC, you can also go to PayPal. You can find us using marshallministries@aol.com. That's marshallministries@aol.com. God bless you. We appreciate you. We're looking forward to doing this every week, just kind of kicking back with a cup of coffee and just talking for a little bit, let you know the goodness of God, what He's doing here. This is our first episode, so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of tailoring that's going to be done over the next few episodes just to kind of get the mindset right, get the notes right. But thank you for bearing with me for the past few moments of time. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for your continued prayers and support.